The historic structures aren't being replaced, but left as load-bearing. The safeguarding and restoration of the remaining parts that is now required also includes the historic load-bearing structure with all its peculiarities and variants. Precisely because architecture and construction had been understood, developed and displayed as an inseparable unit in Stühler's concept, the unique structural diversity of the building must now not only be preserved. Rather, the historical load-bearing structures must be retained in their load-bearing functions for future use as far as possible, regardless of the fact that they defy today's regulations and verification concepts. The new structural engineers have to master a challenge that is not inferior to that of the 1840s. The solutions they develop after intensive preliminary investigations have been described in detail elsewhere. Examples of this include the reconstruction of Stühler's pot vaults with new clay pots and the reinforcement of historic cast iron beams with CFRP lamellae.